Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in. Who dat? Welcome into the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road near LeBar Road. You wear a Saints jersey today, you get a 16-ounce draft beer. Our home for the Point After, size matters, home of the two-foot challenge, Fat Boys Pizza. Once again, 2565 Metairie Road. The Saints win 13-6 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. It wasn't necessarily the most offensive-driven game, but nonetheless, I'm starting to wonder, is this Saints defense an elite one? I think we're seeing them play at an elite level over the last four games. Average starting field position today for the Saints. This is a huge stat, and it's not going to seem like it is, but I'll explain it. The average starting field position for the Saints today at their own 32. Jacksonville at the 18. Think about that. Their average starting field position was at their own 18. You got to go on long, sustained drives. That's hard for any offense to do. For any offense, it's hard to go on that many sustained drives to get points. And I just think that's an amazing stat. By the way, Cam Jordan has tied Pat Swilling for third place in sacks in franchise history, 76.5.
Well, that's good company. Dawn Patrol member and Cam Jordan tied. And, you know, rightfully so, because Pat Swilling was a stud. Cam Jordan's a stud. I mean, you look at Sweet Swill. I mean, he was NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So Cam Jordan's in that category. I mean, he is that outstanding, his effort. You look at every day, whether he's getting after the passer or every game or just playing the run. He's just outstanding. And you know who's been outstanding against the Jaguars is Sean Payton coach team. You know what Sean Payton's record is versus the Jaguars?
He's undefeated.
4-0. 4-0. Sean Payton has not lost to Jacksonville, so he's definitely had their number.
You could probably explain this better than me. I just talked about the average starting field position for the Saints. It was at their own 32. For Jacksonville, their own 18. People don't realize how significant that is because you don't have to go for the first down. Yeah.
You have to look at it, that's like a first down and a half. That is significant. I mean, it's not like unbelievable, but that does make a difference when it's a close game, because we always say, what if you do great in the return game? That's one less first down you got to get if you can average double digits. Or then if you have a score, I mean, that's unbelievable. But when you look at the Saints, listen, we're now 2-2 on the road against Jacksonville. Christian, we now, you know, because they just came into the league, we played them 7 times. We're now 5 wins and only 2 losses. And like I said, 5 of those wins, Sean Payton has 4 of them. But you know what else? Speaking of Sean Payton, when we commit 0 turnovers, we're now 40 wins and 5 losses. So just don't turn over the ball.
They win.
It doesn't matter if it's 3-2 or 7-6 or let's say we don't score a touchdown and we kick another field goal, 9-6. It all counts the same.
At the end of the year, they're not going to go back and give you style points.
No. It's not like you're going to go up in the polls
right, or
anything. No, a win is a win, a loss is a loss. But committing 0 turnovers under Sean Payton, the Saints are now 40-5. And then when allowing 20 or fewer points, 75 wins and 8 losses. So I always tell you this, what's the winning formula? Our defense hold them to 20 or under, and we don't turn over the ball. I like our percentages a whole lot under Sean Payton. Now, we're going to win any type of game we're playing if we're able to do that. Now, easier said than done. And the other one that's ridiculous under Sean Payton, and we had a chance maybe, forced turnovers. It doesn't matter if we turn over. If we just forced 3 turnovers with 32-6. Now, we didn't get that today.
They could have had those.
We ended up being a +1. Now we +2 for the season. And the Jaguars are -5. So un-Jaguar-like to see where they're at. But overall, what can you say? Just great defense. They were only 4 of 14, 29%. They only had 75 net yards rushing. Now, you have to realize 75 net yards rushing, and then they averaged 3.1 yards a carry. They were second in the NFL, averaging 5.5. Okay, they want to run the ball. Leonard Fournette wants to run the ball. I would say yes, we contain Leonard Fournette. You look at total, he had 118. But listen, again, we do not let a running back get over. Now this is impressive because when you look at it, how hard it is to do and to sustain this. Now, 32 straight games, the Saints have not allowed an individual 100-yard rusher. And Leonard Fournette was averaging 102.5. Well, that did not happen against LSU. Against the Saints. He didn't have a big run. 3.5-yard average, he only had 72 total.
His long was 16.
Long 16. But Latavius Murray, I wrote at halftime, Sean needs to give him more opportunities. If you look at it, 8 rushing attempts. He had 3 receptions. He ended up having 79 total yards. So I think Alvin Kamara, now I knew his ankle was bummed and his kind of knee. Well, we're getting ready to play the Bears. Well, shouldn't we have Latavius Murray more involved against Chicago to try and spread the wealth? And because we need Kamara healthy. We need him to be explosive. I thought Bridgewater was very average, but he did lead the team to a win. He did not turn over the ball. He had like a handful of passes where the receivers open, he just missed them. It was just high throws. But Okoriko wasn't better. Yeah, I thought we had him confused.
Minshew mania turned into Minshew minutia.
His quarterback rating was like 51.5, and you're not winning anything. He wasn't even 50%. So I think, you know, it was crazy. It's coming to fruition where we were so spoiled that we can outscore opponent, and we had Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We winning without defense.
Is this defense elite?
Oh, now, I don't know if we're winning to say we have an elite defense right now. They need to keep stacking it because we still – can you be a top 10 defense for more than a month? Not be all of a sudden flash in the pan. We still, I would say, overall the middle of the pack, but we're trending to be amongst the best. Now, as far as when you look at accomplishments like the Bears have done it a number of games, and it's going to be a challenge. I don't know. The game next week might be 13-10. It might be 17-13, as long as we win, because the game next week is way more important than this game because it's NFC. And who knows about the tiebreaker. So hopefully we're going to bring it against the Bears, because one thing, Drew, you see him wiggling his thumb, exercising his thumb. He's not coming back against the Bears. The earliest prognosis would be the Cardinals. If you miss the Cardinals, you got an extra week as the bye week and against Atlanta at home. That's what I'm kind of thinking because you're winning with Teddy. But put it this way, how Teddy played against Jacksonville today, if that was in the Dome would have not been hollering, Teddy, Teddy, Teddy. No, they would have got
Taysom. No, they have been calling for Taysom, I promise.
They would have got a little frustrated. But the bottom line is he got it done when it counted. Now, Sean even commented on that 31 pass to Jerry Cook. Yeah. I mean, Christian, that looked like a pass from you. He's like floating it out there. Throw him the ball. You could do the play action, do everything
right.
I think
he was surprised how open he was.
Well, yeah, you still got to throw it to him. Because, man, the NFL, you can't lob that ball up there. Safety's going to come up there, and they can end up knocking it down. So a good thing that was complete. But now that was one of his best passes, I would say, top 3 passes, was the touchdown to Jared Cook. Because that was not bad coverage. How he put it high, that was almost like a going to like a basketball pass. How he has leverage, you just throw, and he's kind of blocking him out.
Yeah.
And that was a perfect pass, but he needs to do more of that.
Well, we're being critical of a guy that went 24, 36, 240, and a touchdown. I mean, I get it. It wasn't last week. He put up great numbers last week.
Well, but he spalled.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he went 24, 36. Look, the Jacksonville Jaguars would have loved to reverse that line with Gardner Minshew. Minshew went 14 of 29 for 163 and one interception. I mean, the Jaguars would love to have that kind of day from their quarterback.
Well, and the one thing I was a little frustrated, but, Christian, I'm looking at the red zone. We were only 1 of 3. Mm-hmm. But guess what the Jaguars were coming into the game? They gave up 33% against, we only scored one of three, 33%. They gave up 33%. They were number six in the league. So teams have not scored in the red zone against the Jaguars. You know, when you say like, oh, well, come on, the Jaguars, they got mauled by the Panthers. They got gashed. It wasn't necessarily red zone plays. It was chunk plays. It wasn't red zone. The Jaguars have been outstanding in the red zone. Like I said, six best, only giving up 33%. Well, that's what the Saints were, one of three. Now, this, when you say red zone percentage, what we're talking about is you get in the red zone and it's inside the 20, are you getting a touchdown or not? Now, obviously, you don't want a turnover, but you don't want to kick a bunch of field goals. Because you know, that's almost like when you're bending both sides. If both teams are moving the ball, you hear bend but don't break, it'd be like, okay, but we stopped him. We make him kick the field goal, where now we got a touchdown. So now we both successful offensively, but in the red zone, now we're winning 7-3. And that's why the Jaguars been outstanding. So that did not surprise me that they were stout in the red zone, because they've done that the first six games of the season.
13-6, it's the point after here, 25-65. Metairie Road, Fat Boys Pizza, size matters on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.